Hey guys, we are back for Teen Mom 2. Janelle is in a fight with Babs and Nathan's mom. Javi and Brianna are together, and Kaylin doesn't have a name for her son yet. We're going to talk all about it in just a second. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We gotta keep it funky. Get late here. We got to stay awake. We gotta keep it up.
Yes.
Especially, we're talking Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant. If you guys haven't seen that yet, go back to that video. But there was some very sad news, so we had to pump ourselves up for this.
Pump back up.
I am your host, Brianna Phipps. You guys can find my beautiful co-host here.
What's up, guys? It's Drew Jones.
And we're going to have two more of us here in just a few weeks, but unfortunately can't make it clear quite yet. But Nakia and Teague, both on our other panel, will be here with us in just a few weeks. So let's get right into things. How did you feel about this episode?
I mean, this is an interesting way to kick off the season, I feel like.
I mean, like, it's technically like mid-season.
Mid-season, yeah. You know, I have a lot of feelings about it. Just depends on the mom, honestly. There are moms I was really frustrated with. There's moms I was like, you're so cute. And then there are moms I was just like, oh, God, grow up. That was my consensus of everything.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's very interesting going from Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant and seeing girls that are so young and jumping into here where we've grown up with these moms since they were 16 and pregnant, and now they're, you know, 20, 26, 27 mm-hmm. years old, and they have kids that are, like, 7, 8 years old, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like.
Yeah, it's a lot to take. I'm the same age as all of the moms in the show, so it's very weird to, like, look at their lives and be like, we're the same age, and you have, like, some of you have, like, 3 kids.
Majority of them have multiple kids.
Yeah, I'm like, whew. I'm good.
Actually, all of them now have multiple kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's dive right in with one of the most talked about ones on Teen Mom 2.
Dear God.
Janelle. Tonight we got to see, you know, a lot of her being upset. We have Kaiser's grandmother, Nathan's mother, claiming that Kaiser comes to her with bruises on him, that he's scared. Nathan's saying that he's scared, that he feels that Janelle's new husband is beating him. Babs, her mom, is also making similar reports based on what Jace tells her. And Janelle's basically saying you can't take these kids' words for what's real because they're, you know, kids and you're over-exaggerating the situations.
Okay, but Jace is like, what, 8 or 9 now?
Yeah.
I feel like Jace has a reasonable, you know, grasp on what's actually going on. And if Jace is saying that something's going on, then I'm going to be concerned. And not to mention, like, Janelle doesn't have the best taste in men. She doesn't have the best track record. So I'm concerned, to be honest. Like, I don't trust the situation that's going on. Obviously, they're not being filmed 24/7, so we don't know what's happening all the time. And although I could understand how, like, Nathan's mom, you know, there probably isn't the best relationship there, I just don't think that if it's been going on for a couple months that she's been quietly documenting things, I feel like maybe there is some truth to it. I don't know, though.
I mean, it's hard because I do agree that when kids say things, sometimes they are exaggerated. And it's also that, you know, things do come askew when you're not there all the time. But when you have two kids saying basically the same thing, and you have this one kid that Nathan is claiming kind of jumps when he does anything wrong, like, that's a learned behavior from, you know, not being treated
yeah.
Right?
That's that particular thing that he brought up was what really made me question everything, because no offense, Nathan, he doesn't seem like the, you know, sharpest tool in the toolbox, and I don't think he could just pull that out of nowhere. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? That's something that I feel like he would actually have to see. I don't think he could actually just make that up off the top of his head. And just like we saw with Teen Mom Young and Pregnant, when we saw Brianna kind of jump back after Danae, like, lunged at her, you don't do that unless you're expecting something to happen. And mm-hmm. so I feel like...
Especially as a child.
Especially when you're a kid. And I just... Especially seeing all the things we've heard about, you know, David now, like in the news and whatnot, he just doesn't seem...
Plus, we've seen Janelle time after time again take her boyfriend and now husband,
yeah,
you know, side in with all of her past boyfriends. And then, you know, she very quickly sometimes will flip-flop once they're not together anymore about what the situation actually was with them. So, you know, I'm not there. I can't say for sure what's going on, but I think it's something that definitely should be looked into and should be investigated for these kids' sake.
I agree. And it looks like a lot of people in the chat agree, too. Bria says, I don't like Janelle's husband. Jalen says, I don't know what they're like at home, but Janelle's reasons sound kind of stupid. And Keen says, Janelle was lying about the play punching. And I...
That was a hard thing when... what was it? That Kaiser, like, pulled down his pants that was full of poop.
Yeah.
And David just, like, went off on him about it. Why don't you just change the diaper?
Yeah. But also just seeing, because David attacked Leah's family on Instagram, and just the vocabulary and how he chose to word things mm-hmm. just shows that he's very aggressive. And so, like, a lot of these things don't sound like out-of-pocket allegations to me.
Yeah.
And I hope, I mean, obviously he's no longer being filmed anymore because of all the things he, all the comments he made. But I hope MTV is being careful with that because they also could kind of get a lawsuit on their hands if
yeah.
some kids are getting abused under their nose.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And they think that, you know, Janelle could use some words of advice, maybe from someone that can shed a little bit more light on situations than someone of her age.
Yes, girl. Janelle, if you want to, or anyone else for that matter, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes to subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Guys, it's free. Just go do it because it's worth it. Just go to – be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the Teen Mom 2 panel, that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. It really yes. is such a dope podcast.
It is. And she talks about all kinds of different things on there. So you – you know, even if one week isn't something for you, the next week might be. So you're definitely going to want to check that out.
For sure.
Moving on to someone, though, that does kind of now have everything starting to come together yeah. for them. Someone that I feel has grown one of the most grown stories that I think I've
one
seen
of my favorite...
any of the Teen Mom franchises.
Agreed.
Chelsea.
I love her.
Her and her husband, Cole, literally the cutest people on the
so cute.
Planet. You know, they have Aubrey and their new son, who I can't think of his name, and it'll come to me.
Watson. Randy.
Watson, thank you.
Cutie.
I was like, I know it has to do with Sherlock or something. and she's pregnant with her another daughter. We see her this episode talking a little bit more about we saw them. Aubrey had wanted to change her name to be a hyphenate, Lynn DeBoer, to take Cole's last name, and for her and Chelsea to finally have the same last name for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of, you know, we've already known this stuff about Adam with the drugs, and, you know, she connected a lot with Macy off of Team Mom OG about this. But she's, you know, kind of wanted to take a step further with him to not allow him to see Aubrey even when he's with his parents, just only at this visitation center, which is where he currently sees her. And also we see him fighting her a little bit on the name change, saying he'll be okay with the name change if she gets rid of the child support, or at least readjusts it for Cole's
which
work.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. And in reality, the court's going to side with her no matter what. And this is almost just her being kind and, like, you know, being courteous and being like, hey, you know, do you mind? But in reality, she can go ahead and just do it. Because I was a lot like Aubrey, you know, didn't grow up with my bio dad, but my stepdad stepped up to the plate and is a dope dad. And I ended up getting his last name instead. And it kind of was just one of those, like, you didn't do that, so the judge kind of sided with us on the whole thing. But the fact that he's already 10K behind, I'm just like,
I mean, Adam's done this over the course of season. Like, you know, he always is claiming that he's the victim, that, you know, he has to pay all this child support. And yeah. You do. You're the father of this
child. That's how it works. That's how it goes down normally. Bria in the chat says, I wonder where Aubrey got the name changing from, because I feel like someone her age wouldn't randomly just say that.
I definitely think Chelsea probably brought it up to her, but I do think that she's leaving it up to Aubrey to make the final decision.
I disagree. I wanted to change my last name when I was really little, too. I mean, she's also, like, what, 8, 9? Mm-hmm. I think I was younger than that. All my family had the same last name, and I didn't, and I didn't really understand why, because I wasn't really seeing my dad like that, so I wanted my name changed, and
I just feel like on the last part, the first part of the season that we saw Chelsea kind of bring it up to her, but I do 100% believe that if Aubrey was like, I don't want to, that she wouldn't make her.
I think probably what happened was, like, Aubrey probably mentioned it before or something like that, like, how come I don't have the same name as you guys or something like that.
Yeah, especially because of Watson now.
Yeah. And then Chelsea was like, well, would you want to change your name? And then maybe came up with the idea of still having both names. Because I don't think Chelsea in any way, shape, or form is being malicious, because she could just completely take off Adam's last name.
I mean, Cole's been more of a dad to Aubrey in this short amount of time he's been a part of this family than Adam's been since day one.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, I remember back on 16 and Pregnant, or maybe it was on the first season of Teen Mom, too. I can't remember 100%, but I just remember, you know, him saying that he didn't even want to be in her life and he wanted a paternity test. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the 16 and Pregnant episode.
Yeah, I think it was too. Like, he's never been all in on this in any of his kids. So, you know, and we've seen him, you know, he left the show because he was being portrayed wrongly. Well, if you're being portrayed wrongly, the one thing you don't do is just leave the show because you want to change your perception.
And then lock your ex-fiance in it.
Domestic abuse charges against him. Like,
are you still getting portrayed poorly? Like, goodness gracious. I don't blame her for not wanting Adam to get to see Aubrey at his parents' stuff, because I think sometimes with parents, they don't always see the negative stuff that their kids are doing, even when they're adults and even when there's kids involved, because they want to see the best in them and they still see the best in them. And so I don't blame her for being like, he's very unpredictable. He's clearly getting worse. This is no longer, you know, like a little habit. It's an addiction. It's a problem. And I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, this is a guy that's driven while having no license, has crashed his car, could have easily had Aubrey in it, and he, you know, tested positive for these drugs. Like, she has every right to want to be careful in how she proceeds with him being a part of Aubrey's life. And I don't fault her at all for it. It's not like Adam has ever shown her that he's responsible enough to handle this by himself.
Agreed.
But we also want to know what you guys think. So let us know. Drew's in the live chat right now. You can let her know by going there, or you can tell us in the comments below on the video if you're not watching live. Make sure also that you guys give us that thumbs up on our video right now while you're watching it. We really would appreciate it. And, you know, if you're on iTunes instead of watching, give us 5 stars. Leave us a comment there. We'll definitely shout you out on our next episode. Well, moving on, I'm kind of going to scooch all three of these together. We have Leah, we have Kaylin, and we have Brianna. And you know what? I'm throwing Javi in there, too, because he's a part of all of this. But let's start off with Leah, because I feel like she's, like, the smallest portion of this. So we start off with Brianna and Leah getting ready together in the same hotel room for the VMA Awards, which is the Video Music Awards. The MTV Video Music Awards. And Brianna's kind of telling her that her and Javi are going to Orlando together, because Brianna lives in Florida and Javi's going to travel down with Isaac, who is Joe and Kaylin's son, as well as Lincoln, his and Kaylin's son. And they're going to get together with her and her daughters and all go to Disney World together. And they're going to stay in the same hotel. I never heard room. Leah said room, but I don't.
But she corrected it on the phone, too. She said, I don't know, they're going to stay in the same hotel.
Okay. But yeah, because I didn't hear. I wasn't 100% sure if that was correct, because I was like, I don't remember them saying room. But she did, you know, she did drop this. And Leah was like, yeah, I know you guys talk on Twitter. I don't know. Are you guys together? And she's like, you know, we're not together. We're just friends. But, you know, what did she say? She said, She said she's just friends, but, like, who can really tell kind of thing.
Yeah. But Brianna also says later on in the episode that they were going to stay in a giant suite and that there are multiple rooms. And so mm-hmm. that made me think that
there was one room, yeah.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm not in the slightest bit mad at Leah, or I think Leah's being shady, because you've been friends with someone for X amount of years, or even if you haven't, there's just a certain bit of girl code that you have. And Kaylin never was like, oh, I don't want him to date. But when my kids are involved, then there's a situation.
Well, and Brianna even agreed with it later on. And this is the part that I'm like the most about, because Lincoln's also Javi's son. So if he's, you know, choosing to go somewhere and do something with Lincoln, yes, he should let Kaylin know, but that is his son. But it's also Isaac, who is not his son. And Kaylin is letting Isaac go as well with you, you know? So I get that he doesn't feel like he should have to tell Kaylin, you know, what's going on. But when the kids are involved, he needs to let them know. And he needs to give her a heads up, because she needs to be prepared for whatever, you know, could happen. And she needs to have all the information.
Yeah, a lot of people in the chat are saying, Keen said, I don't think Brianna was being messy. I think she overshares info. I think Kaylin just wanted to justify her bitterness by calling Brianna messy. Jalen says, Leah also said that Brianna just said it out of nowhere, but Leah was the one asking her about things. And Bria said, I feel like Brianna didn't realize she was talking to Kaylin's friend about Javi. Like, a lot of times when I tell my friend something, I don't think about it. I just blurt it out.
Yeah, I don't disagree with all of that. I do think that Brianna may have just been talking and not thinking, like, oh, this person has had this relationship with Kaylin for years. And Kaylin does, you know, from time to time get a little hot-headed about things that maybe she should, you know.
I don't think she overreacted in this situation,
I don't think in this situation, but she has in the past.
Yeah.
So I could understand.
But I just think the situation, when meeting someone else's kids that you're flirting with, I just feel like that's so sensitive, and so, like, there's a certain amount of respect that you should have for someone.
So if there was no romantic involvement between the two of them, would it be different?
Like, if they're staying in the same hotel, like, hotel room, as we find out, because Brianna said it's one big suite, that it was a giant suite, I would feel some type of way, because I don't necessarily know this woman. Like, I know them because we're on the same franchise, but I don't really know her like that, and the only things I do know of her are negative, because if you watched Brianna on, she was messy the entire time. So I would feel weird about that. Not only, I'd feel weird about, like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like your kids are so, they're young too. It's weird.
I mean, my main thing, I don't care what anyone does. I don't, you know, if he wants to stay in the hotel room with her and they're going there all together, like, I don't find that an issue for me personally. But I do think that there's an issue with him not divulging the information, because I do believe that Kaylin has the right to know where her kids are, who they're being hanging out with, and everything in that kind of set.
I think I have friends who have kids and stuff who aren't necessarily together with their the other parent or whatever. And there's just always been such a amount of, like, respect as, I'm not going to – let's discuss when we think it's okay for – us to introduce the kids to so-and-so or whatever. You know, like, I just feel like there's a certain amount of respect, because those kids are young, too, and impressionable, and you don't know – if you don't know, like, how long these people are going to be in your lives or whatever, and, like, you're letting your kids develop relationships and stuff with them. I don't know. It's just, like, it's such a touchy subject, and it should have been communicated with Kaylin, and it wasn't. Yeah, it
should be communicated. I mean, with the whole, like – with her kids and stuff, with Brianna's kids and Kaylin's kids, obviously they're on the same show. There's going to be times where they're together and meet each other. So,
but I definitely think Javi is more in the wrong than I think anyone else. Javi to be like, it's none of your business. Like, don't use your kids as a clutch because you have, like, a crush. Like, you sound mad lame, my guy. Like, I don't know. I just think Javi's lame, and for this situation, because, like, you're flirting with some girl on Twitter. This isn't some random hookup. Y'all got kids involved, and it's just weird. Like, it's corny. I don't know. It's corny.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing to me. The biggest thing to me is the communication, which, you know, we've already talked about. But you have to be able to communicate with your exes, especially when there's kids involved. You know, if there's not kids involved, hypothetically, you never have to see them again. But you have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to not be hostile towards each other. And his reaction to her asking about it when he didn't divulge that information is very hostile. Okay. So I don't agree with him on that front, but the whole, and even him bringing up the whole thing with, like, you know, I don't like drama, I don't want to be a part of drama, but yeah. Leah said this about you, like, you're creating the drama.
He's the epitome of drama, because even the situation of not telling Kaylin that you're going to stay in a hotel with another cast member with her kids that you have an attraction to, like, you like drama, and you're a big part of the drama. So stop acting like everything, because there wouldn't have even been a, like, plot for half of the Teen Moms for this particular episode had you not been involved, mm-hmm. you know? So, Javi.
Well, moving on to a little bit more of Kaylin's story. So besides all the drama with Javi and Brianna and Leah, she has not yet chosen a name for her son. Or, correction, she has chosen a name for her son, but hasn't put the paperwork in, and it's been 2 months.
Because she wasn't sure about it.
I mean, this was news to me, because, like I said, I'm not a mother. My little sister is much younger than me, so I have some, like, you know, thoughts on raising children, but not a mother. But I didn't know that you could leave the hospital without naming your child. That was new to me, so
I knew now that. I know that. I knew that, but, like, my stepsister, when my niece was born, it was maybe 2 or 3 days after my niece was born that they officially decided on the name, but not 2 months. 2 months, I feel like, is a lot and I know it's just a baby, and, like, the baby doesn't really care, but, like, it's just weird, like, to not have an identity for your kid for 2 months. It's just...
No, they haven't known any baby low.
Girl.
Yeah, so she hasn't turned the paperwork in. She's not speaking with the baby daddy, Chris. And then when she tells Lincoln about the name Lux, which is the name of her son, he doesn't like it, and he wants to continue to call him Baby Low. Which I feel like that's justified. This kid's known for 2 months, this child, as Baby Low.
Yeah, it's like you know this, but my sister's having a baby, and for the longest time she hadn't decided it, and she kept asking us what to name it, and I jokingly said Quavo, and now that the baby's almost here, she's already given it a name, but we still call it Quavo because we've been stuck with this name for so many months, and we've just gotten used to it, and it's hard to switch over. Obviously, we're going to switch over to the real name, but, like, the baby's actually here. This little boy's, like, what, 3 or 4? Like, Lincoln's not that old, so it's, like, in his mind, he's like, I'm confused. I don't understand. His name's Baby Low. Like, that's who he is.
So why do you think it took her so long to come up, or I don't know how long it actually took her to come up with the name. So why do you think it took her so long to actually put it in stone?
Names are permanent. Like, I got stressed out naming my cat. So I can't imagine naming, like, a whole baby. Like, that kid's name is going to be with them forever. So it's like, I don't know. I think everyone has probably, like, their top two names that they would name their kids. But once you've had two kids already, now you need a third name.
It might have also been that she had a name in mind for when her and the baby daddy were together. And then things didn't work out.
True.
And maybe she didn't want that name because that's what that name represented to her. So maybe then she had to come up with a new one. But, yeah, 2 months seems like a long time. Like, I feel like you could have figured this out a little bit faster. What are people in the chat saying about it?
Apparently, according to Keen... Kaylin said on TRL that Lincoln calls him Russell now, which is his middle name.
So Lincoln's still not on board with Lux.
I'm not super fond of Lux either.
I mean, but we see there's many people that grow up and end up using their middle names instead of their...
Facts. That is true. That is true. I do that. So, you know, it happens to the best of us.
So at least, you know, he has another option if he grows up and also does not like his own name.
Russell's an all right name. I'm not mad at that.
Russ.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sold.
You're sold on it. Well, let's get into our segment that we have. Do you want to explain what the segment is?
Yes. Every week we're going to pick our gold star moment that... basically means our favorite moment of the show, anytime anyone did something super cute. You know, like when you're a kid and you, like, do something good, you get to put a gold star next to your name in class or at home. I don't know how your old childhoods worked. But that's how mine worked. So, every week we'll each get to pick our gold star moment. My gold star moment was really just anytime Cole was on the screen with Aubrey. I just think they're the cutest. they remind me a lot of my dad and I, and I just love their relationship.
Yeah, my gold star moment also goes to Cole, but Cole, Chelsea, and Aubrey as a whole, I think them coming together, they've worked through a lot to get to where we are now with them, and he's such a good dad to her, which she deserves, and he's such a good husband to Chelsea, which she deserves, and they've really grown, so yeah, they get the gold star from me. Does anyone in the chat have a gold star?
Ooh.
To get up?
Yeah, sound effect. They're still talking about the...
About the thing. No problem.
The,
if you guys,
about the name.
If you guys do have a moment that you, stood out to you that you want to shout out, you can either put in the live chat or in our comments below, and we'll look at it later, because we do read through them.
Yes.
So let us know. So now let's move on to our news section.
Woo!
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, first up, Leah Messer considered getting back together with Jeremy. They were hooking up, but she thought... You know, if we're getting along this great, why not try it again for Addie's sake? But at the end of the day, we weren't happy. We didn't do well together, but we do great as friends. And now it is maybe too late because Jeremy is dating someone new and someone who apparently has a criminal history.
Oh.
I haven't looked too much into that one. But yeah, so there was a moment, and I think we're going to see it on this season. I think that's why she talked about it on a podcast, but we are going to see them kind of discussing this season about should we get back together, what would that be like? What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts about getting back together with somebody that you have a child with? Even if it was Sprocky the first time around.
I just think it's safer to just not go down that road. I'm a big fan of if it doesn't work out, but co-parenting's working, keep it with the co-parenting. You know, don't try to rehash that because don't mess up something that's working.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, it's not a bad thing to, you know, see where things go naturally, but don't
push force it to happen. Yeah.
You know, if you guys for a year or whatever are doing really well and you decide you want to go on a date, you know, take it there. But remember that, you know, just like you want to work it out for Addie, it's not good for Addie if you get back together.
Exactly.
And so I think Leah maybe made the right decision there because at the end of their relationship, it was not.
Facts.
It was not healthy.
Not good.
In other news, Amber Portwood from Teen Mom OG posted on her Twitter this photo announcing that she was, you know, going into some labor.
Exciting.
She revealed that she's about to have her baby. She's 3 centimeters dilated and at home in labor. And she was due on May 13th, so it's a little early. This was also posted, I believe, around like 12:30, 1 o'clock today. So I'm not sure if she's had the baby. I haven't had a chance to check up on that. But to my knowledge, from the last time I checked, which was right before we came to the studio about 2 hours ago, she had not had the baby yet. So if anyone in the chat does know if that has changed, please let us know. But yeah, she's going to be a mom again.
That's so exciting.
And good she's for having, her. I believe she's having a son. So.
Aw, that's cute.
So congratulations, Amber. We hope everything's going well with you and that everything is healthy with the baby.
Yeah.
And mommy as well.
Facts. Agreed.
Well, I think now it's time to get into some predictions.
Oh, Lord.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. I spaced out for a second. I was like, whoa. I think we saw Brianna and Kaylin kind of go to a head. I think it's kind of cool that it looks like we're seeing the reunion of last season. We're seeing behind the scenes of that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be cool. We see Brianna and Kaylin kind of go head to head. I'm not a fan of Brianna. I'm really not. I think she's messy in unnecessary ways.
So you're on Team Kaylin on this?
Not even as of right now. Next week can change my mind. But seeing how Kaylin handled things now, I'm Team Kaylin. I just think Brianna... From watching her prior to this show, I just think she's messy and she does things that are unneeded. And it looks like that's kind of going to be how it is next week. Like, you just had a baby. Why are you trying to fight somebody? And Kaylin's like, Kaylin's got guns. Like, Kaylin works out and, like, can fight. So I just don't think that's smart. I really like seeing Chelsea so happy. I want to continue to see that. I want more cute moments. I want more cute family moments. I want more Watson because his little face is so cute. And Janelle, man, I don't even know. I just don't even I feel uncomfortable watching Janelle because I just feel like it's such a toxic household that I, as a viewer, I truly get uncomfortable because I worry about those kids. So I don't even know what to predict for her.
Yeah, I'm on the same page as you. I think next week we're going to see lots of fights happening. We're going to see the fights between Brianna and Kaylin, and even though Leah and Chelsea are more pacifist, they're going to, I mean, they're gonna, they've known each other for so long. Mm-hmm. They're going to have Kaylin's back on that. As we've already kind of seen via social media, you know, it's going to separate. It's going to be Kaylin, Leah, and Chelsea, and Brianna and Janelle, which kind of speaks volumes.
Yeah. If you're on the same side as Janelle in a fight, I feel like you're on the wrong side of the fight.
When we see Janelle and her mom kind of go head-to-head a little bit, too, because like you said, this all seems to be happening at the reunion next week, so we I'm trying to remember exactly what happened at the reunion. I believe it's the one where, I don't know, Janelle's walked out of reunions so many times.
Right? It's like hard to keep up.
I'll have to go back and rewatch it. But, you know, this is coming off of her losing custody of Jace completely to her mom. And, you know, she has set visitation. That's not complete custody. So she has, you know, every other weekend or what it is. But she did not get custody of her son. So there's a lot of resentment there between the two of them. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. There's a lot going on in that household that I'm just not 100% sure about right now. And so I don't think that's the right spot for Jace at this moment either. We are going to be putting in our comments because based off what we've seen via all of these Teen Mom shows, there's a lot of abuse that happens, whether it be verbal, whether it be physical, or just allegations of abuse. So we are going to be putting a number in our comment section below that if you yourself or somebody you know is going through anything, you can give that hotline number to them to reach out to get some help. It's going to be an interesting second part of this season for these girls.
It's a little overwhelming, to say the least.
Especially with the whole love triangle thing of Kaylin, Javi, and Brianna, which I've seen play out via social media and now is coming in.
I think I don't like Javi because he looks like one of my ex-boyfriends, and also he's just really annoying like him, and I instantly just don't want him to. I'm just taking all my bitterness towards him.
I mean, but at the end of the day, the most important thing is the kids. So as long as the kids are being taken care of and they're healthy and they're happy, that is all that we care about. And so that is my prediction for the whole season, is I hope that we get to a place by the end of it where everybody is in a healthy, happy situation.
I like it.
Well, it has been a long night, a great night, lots of Teen Moms,
lots going on.
So we're going to go ahead and sign off, but make sure you guys keep up with us every week here. We'll be back next week doing Teen Mom Young and Pregnant at 9 and Teen Mom 2 at 10. Drew, where can they find you?
You guys can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
And you guys can find me at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S. We also have a Instagram page.
Yes.
Is it? Teen Mom? I think it's just, it might be Teen Mom Young and Pregnant, because that's what we started it off as, but we might change it to just Teen Mom across the board. But make sure you guys look for us there. We also will put that in the description below. So we will see you all next week. Have a great one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.